Gary Dorr, also known as Standing Red Bear, is leading a group of students, parents, and volunteers in a ceremony as they stand around a newly built canoe that is ready to launch at Boyer Park and Marina in Colfax, Washington. The journey began in early March when the canoe was a large log of Douglas fir.
This canoe was started about as a result of kind of a mistake. We were supposed to be working on a 26-foot log right now, but we couldn't get that one down because of the weather.
But Dorr, who is Nez Perce, says everything is a learning experience. This is one of the lessons he shared with a fourth-grade class from Palouse Prairie Charter School in Moscow, Idaho. The class, which is led by teacher Renee Hill, was invited to help the Nimiipuu 5-4 build a canoe as part of the learning expedition called A Confluence of Cultures. Nimiipuu 5-4 is a group of Nez Perce people who strive to promote, preserve, and protect their way of living that was established before the Treaty of 1855. This includes promoting shared knowledge between Native and non-Native people. The partnership between the class and Nimiipuu 5-4 allows the students access to knowledge that they wouldn't be able to get from a textbook, and it helps Dorr share his culture with people who might have otherwise never been able to experience it.
These kids are going home, and they are the subject matter experts in their family now about the Nez Perce, and that includes our culture and our treaty.
That is Dorr's main goal in inviting the children to help build a dugout canoe.
And it's things you don't plan on teaching them or that they're going to learn, but some of them have said that they've learned to trust. Trust adults, trust mentors, and that was never anything that we emphasized at all in any way, shape, or form. We're just here for them.
Fourth grader Lauren Vensky is proof of this. She says she wants to remember the feeling of togetherness that is present in Nimiipuu culture.
I like how they like stay together with your loved ones and the people you know, and I wanna also show that with my loved ones and people that I love and know.
The students are keeping their paddles. Lauren says she plans to hang hers on her wall. Lauren and her classmates learned about Indigenous history in class, and after the log was acquired, they were invited to canoe camp. They would carve and shave their paddles as Dorr and other volunteers worked on the canoe. Their teacher says all their hard work paid off.
Today I feel like we're all kind of realizing that all that hard work and showing up at canoe camp week after week after week and chip after chip after chip on the canoe, that we did it. We did something really important.
Building the canoe was a learning experience within itself, but it helped build a community centered around completing this project. University of Idaho professor Dave Paul has been involved since the beginning.
Come on over and swing on a canoe, and lots of people jump in, and next thing you know, they're coming back every Sunday to work on the canoe.
Paul took a handsaw and even a chainsaw to the log months ago, and now he is able to see the final product float. The community the canoe project helped build is what makes the project special. Everyone involved was able to experience a part of Nimiipuu culture and connection. Dorr says that is one of the reasons behind the name of the canoe.
Himyuma, H-I-M-Y-U-M-E, Himyuma, and that means relative. And we're just reinforcing the fact that the trees are our relatives, they are living, sentient beings.
The dugout canoe will be part of an exhibit opening June 3rd at the Moscow Contemporary Art Gallery. On June 9th, the fourth grade class will present during the exhibit. I'm Jace Carroll.